I am Kathy Bossert, interviewer for the Burnaby Mountain Oral History Project. Today is Wednesday, December 9, 2015. I am interviewing Barry Jones at Burnaby City Hall. Barry, you were born in Princeton, British Columbia, in 1940. When did you come to Burnaby and what brought you here?
I came to Burnaby in 1944. My father worked in a mine near Princeton, and he wanted to come to the city, so we came and purchased during the war a very tiny, tiny house, 400 square feet for four people at 4232 East Georgia in North Burnaby.
Okay. And then did your father get different work then?
Yeah, he worked at Vancouver Breweries in Kitsilano, and we lived in Burnaby.
Okay. And you said that you lived there until you were around 19.
Yeah, I I grew up there. It was a wonderful area to grow up in. And went to live on campus at UBC, I guess in my third year or fourth year.
And what were you studying at UBC?
Chemistry and math.
Chemistry and math. And had you already thought of being a teacher by then?
Not really, no. No, I sort of fell into teaching.
And how did that come about?
When I graduated, I was offered a job to open a lab in Gastown, which was a cosmetics firm, but they had problems with the land, and it was going to take 6 months for them to get that sorted out. And I'd been in school for, it seemed like forever, and I wanted a job. And so I looked in the paper, I just went through the paper, and they were desperate for teachers in northern BC, so I taught a year in Kitimat and a year in Prince Rupert. My idea was just to find out if I would like teaching, and I loved it. And
great.
So after 2 years doing that, I wanted to do my teacher training, and Simon Fraser had just opened on Burnaby Mountain, and that they had a unique, very progressive teacher training program there, and I wanted to do that, so that's what happened.
And you went there in 1965-66, so you called yourself a charter student.
Yes, we are a special group.
Yes. How many students would have started?
I don't know. In the teacher training program, there was 26 of us. I don't 26. Know on campus, maybe a 1,000, something like that. I don't know.
But 26 in your course. Tell me what you liked about the university. You said that it was a very progressive.
Well, the program, it was they imported a teacher training program from Harvard called the Harvard-Newton program, and it focused on heavily on practical training in the classroom rather than the academic approach to teacher training, and that appealed to me. And because I had 2 years experience, I did very well.
What was campus like in 1965?
Oh, it was, the 60s were such an exciting time, and Simon Fraser was a hotbed of political activity, which appealed to me, and you never know these things, but I think it probably helped form a lot of my thinking, and it was a wonderful time, exciting place to be, and universities are wonderful places anyway. I mean, it's full of young people with hope and ambition and goals. And it was sadly only 1 year, but it was a great year.
Dr. Stevenson, president of SFU between 2000 and 2010, wrote about despairing of the cold anonymity of an isolated campus on Burnaby Mountain. Did SFU and its campus feel that way to you?
Well, no. the architecture of the university is such that when it's a gray day, everything's gray, but the people are so alive. No, the university, it was a commuter university, so everybody that went there, and unless they lived on campus, commuted, and the people that lived there didn't have any amenities or very few amenities, and that was always a bone of contention for the university. But as a student, no, it was a wonderful place.
What was it like commuting up the mountain?
Oh, it was fine.
Did you have a car?
I had a car.
Because I understand there was a lot of hitchhiking at that time.
Oh, there was a lot of... No, it was... and a lot of people lived in the bush in the area.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell me about that.
Well, I don't know all that much, but no, people camped. It was sort of the era of the hippies, and that was the cool thing to do. So,
Where were you living when you went to SFU?
I was still at 4232 Georgia, so I had 5 miles to go. It was a very short commute.
And did you say you had bought the house from your parents by then?
Yes.
What kind of recreational activities did you do as a student there?
Well, I've always been sort of a gym rat, and they had wonderful gymnasiums and weight rooms and tennis courts, and I tried to take advantage of a lot of that. But I was off campus a lot during that year as well, doing teacher training in the schools.
Where did you go to teach when you started?
My first year was in Burnaby.
At what school?
I was at Mousecrop. It was interesting because my elementary school principal, John Moore, who was, I guess, an assistant superintendent of schools at the time, hired me to... he seemed quite fond of me and wanted to give me a job. I taught for 1 year at Mousecrop in Burnaby, and after that had an offer of a dream job in Coquitlam that I couldn't refuse. But I loved being in Burnaby, and it was my first foray into politics was with the Burnaby Teachers Association.
But the rest of your teaching career was in Coquitlam then?
Yes.